brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain, here with one of my best buddies on the whole entire planet, Mr. Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself.
Yes, sir. Let's do it, man.
Let's do it. One more amazing Common Good radio show where we're here to bring everybody together for the common good and talk about the amazing organizations in our community that are as well doing the amazing, hard-fought, blood-staking work in our community for the common good.
Yes.
And just like we, I guess, let's talk about who we have on the show. Today on the show, we have Mr. Thomas Saylor Brown, who's with SBBL Architecture and Planning. So this is actually a special friend to not only Common Good Radio Show, but Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll talk about that more later on the show. And then we have, I think it's easy to say, a Common Good Radio Show favorite in Dr. J. And we're going to have Dr. J in the house with Tucson International Academy, the superintendent, also the author of the book, Making College Come True. So if you came ready for an awesome show, congratulations. You came ready. You're ready. And we're going to put it on for you.
Let's do it.
But what we do every show, because, man, we got to give some thanks to a loving Father that just keeps on blessing us. And I know he's going to bless us today. And I mean, and regularly. You know, we don't just give him the credit, and we just gonna put him first. Like, let's start this show. Let's start our lives just thanking a Father that is just continuously is there for us through the good and the bad. And today we'll start it with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Man, goodness. And that being said, let's turn it over to our awesome guest today, a guy. And I just want to build him up a little bit, actually, before I bring him in, because he's one of the many kind of unsung heroes in our community that makes this show so that much more important. Like, just diamonds in the rough that you just really don't know about until, you know, someone kind of steps up and says, hey, this person's doing something special. And with Thomas Saylor Brown, I don't even know his full bio because it's such a heavy one, but I know he serves on the boards of several nonprofits and several organizations over the years, definitely including Veteran Rescue Mission, which, I mean, this guy, if it wasn't for the work he did with our organization, we may not even exist. Like, I know we relied on him a lot and his expertise on, you know, reading the code, interpreting the code, maneuvering with the county. So he's been just such a blessing to us. And then, you know, just I had the good fortune of actually seeing his house and, you know, and seeing some of the work that this man's done, and talking about gifted, you know, we get to work and see a lot of gifted people, but he's amazing. So I'm excited to speak with Thomas Saylor Brown with SBBL Architecture and Planning. Thank you, Thomas, for being on the show with us.
Well, thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. And so I guess, I mean, who better to ask? You tell us, what is SBBL Architecture and Planning?
Well, we're an architectural firm.
Okay.
And we specialize primarily in commercial architecture, but we've also designed single-family homes and apartment buildings. We do medical buildings. We've done industrial work. Pretty much anything that requires you to be inside a building, we've designed.
Mm. Okay. And when did SBBL Architecture and Planning find Tucson? You know, when did it find its origin?
Well, I started the company in July of 97.
Okay.
And it was just me.
Hmm.
And then in 2001, I took on another partner. So SB was me.
Okay.
Took on another partner. That was the second B.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2004, we took on a second partner, and that was the L.
Interesting.
And then when those two partners left the company a few years later, I left the name the same. Mm-hmm. So we're SBBL now.
Hmm. Interesting. And I imagine in that time, you've done some amazing projects.
I think so.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, for sure. And then, so what are some of the services that SBBL Architecture and Planning offers? Like, kind of.
Well, we're a full service architectural firm.
Okay.
So that means all the nuts and bolts of the design project.
Yeah.
So begin with us and end with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll help you program the project, which means we'll help you decide what you want to do. Mm. We'll look at the site constraints, all the zoning issues, that like what I did with you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll design the project. We do the construction documents. We take the project through permitting, and then we continue on the project through construction, answering contractor questions until the project is done.
Hmm.
So what are some projects that you've done in Tucson that were, you know, some of your favorite projects or that people maybe see every day?
One you might see every day, the JCC. We did health and fitness center.
Amazing.
On the southeast side of that building.
Mm-hmm.
Holocaust History Center, which is one of my favorite projects on South Stone. We did the Girl Scout Leadership Building on Broadway.
Okay. Nice.
At Columbus. Those are three really significant ones that we've worked on.
That's amazing. I mean, and yeah. I guess just on that note, like, what is it like working on a project like that? I mean, I know not only super close to the heart, but I mean, that's a big deal. Like, how does that resonate with you working on a project like that?
Well, it can be very, very exciting. Those were some of my most exciting projects.
Mm-hmm.
The Girl Scout project was fantastic. After I sat down and helped the CEO program what she wanted in the space,
mm-hmm.
She ended the meeting saying, "Look, what I want is wow."
Mm-hmm.
Well, that just got my heart a pitter patter.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I hadn't heard as an architect in many years.
Okay.
That's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So it meant be as creative as possible.
Yeah.
For the JCC, very similar. We needed to bring this place alive and turn around this rather dismal looking building.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand membership increased like 25% to 30% after the project was finished.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very successful.
Yeah.
The Holocaust History Center. If you haven't been to it, I recommend going. The building has as much meaning as the displays inside. So when you're in the building and looking at the displays, you're experiencing them along with the building.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really fabulous experience to be there.
Yeah, that's amazing. And it's amazing that you've got to be part of that. I can imagine how like the passion bucket gets filled up pretty well after you complete that project successfully.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And it stayed with me. In fact, I was traveling while I was designing that project, and I was in Portugal and happened to stop in this very small hill town, and they had a museum in an old synagogue. Mm. And when I went inside, it was just so extraordinary. I began thinking about stuff that we needed to do in the Holocaust Center.
Mm-hmm.
So some of what I saw there is reflected then in the building in town.
Awesome, beautiful. Well, we're going to go ahead and go to break. We'll be back with Thomas Saylor Brown with SBBL Architecture and Planning after this break. You guys go ahead and also check out ibelieveinmyself.org.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
I'm Pastor John McClain here with another man that I'm proud of. He's sticking around as well. His name's Andreas Ruiz.
Yes, sir.
And man. It's probably because you believe in yourself.
That's why I do believe in myself.
Yeah.
It's thanks to people like you that help me believe in myself.
And it gives you confidence, action, and legacy.
Legacy, yes.
It's that simple.
That simple, man.
Man, we got to meet this week and get things sorted out. We got a big event coming up.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Yep.
Entrepreneurship Academy is coming.
It's coming.
Whew. Excited. So, man of the hour, man of the minute, man of the next 8 minutes and 26 seconds, 25 seconds, 20, I'm just kidding. So we have Thomas Saylor Brown in studio with us with SBBL Architecture and Planning. Thank you, Thomas, for being here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So the next one, this is one that goes right to the heart for sure. What inspired you to be an architect?
Okay, well, that's actually a fun little story. As a kid, I used to love looking at two things on Sunday, the comics and the Sunday paper, and the real estate section.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And what I loved in the real estate section was I would see these house plans, and I'd go in and sketch on them on how I would do them differently.
Mm.
And that took me through high school.
Huh.
Now, I lived out in the country outside of Philadelphia, and we had a small neighborhood. So about three houses were built in my lifetime while I was growing up. And I loved to walk through the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked through one day with a friend, and I was saying how I would do it differently. And he said to me, "You should be an architect."
Mm.
And I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
And I was 16 at the time.
Huh. Oh, cool.
And
it just stuck.
Just stuck. Once I committed that is something I should do, that's what I did.
Wow. Man, that's an inspiring story, and especially for you to find your passion at such an early age. That must have felt great, because I know a lot of people don't find their passion for years, or maybe never find their passion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So and
I discovered many years later that what I really wanted to do was to be a developer, but I didn't know about that in those days, and I didn't know who to talk to about it, so I became an architect.
Yeah. Could you still be a developer if you wanted to be?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that something you want to do? Yeah.
Nah.
You could be an astronaut if you wanted to be. But at this point, have you realized architecture is where you're at, or... Would you still be interested in being a developer?
Oh, no, I could still move into that. I'm starting to slow down in architecture and go to the next level.
Mm. Interesting. That's awesome. Yeah. Because actually, on our next show, the Making College Come True show, or actually the next guest, Dr. Jennifer Herrera, she's talking about today about you're in the wrong place. So like when in her life, she learned, luckily, at a young age, kind of like you're saying, that she was in the wrong place. These are the things that she wasn't meant to do. And as a happenstance, she found the things she was meant to do. So that's awesome that you found at 16. Man, don't you wish we would have found at 16?
Man, it took me a long time.
What we are, ostensibly genius at, which I feel like we're all genius at something. It's just most of us don't find it in our lifetimes.
Well, in my first day in college, our dean came out and told us all that architecture does not mean we're just going to have to design buildings.
Mm.
So he told us that this is a pathway to whatever we want to do in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they taught at that college was to just open up the whole world of possibilities to us.
Nice. That's awesome. Yeah.
So I guess what are some easy things homeowners, and I know I think we spoke about this before. Residential is not necessarily your quote-unquote, I'm doing air quotes for the ones at home that can't see this. What are some of the things that homeowners can do to add style and value to their homes?
Well, I thought about that when you asked me that originally, and that's a huge question.
Mm.
And everything depends on your budget, depends on your home itself, where it's located. But I would say that the very first thing is it depends on your budget.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking kind of like particularly, John Q. Public, low-hanging fruit, Like, okay, what's something, you know, kind of relatively inexpensive
thing? Well, it's actually pretty easy. Mm-hmm. Let's just say the most important room in the house is probably the kitchen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So a kitchen, a very simple thing to do is to put nice knobs on your cabinets.
Mm.
Oh, I don't like plastic. I think plastic over time looks old and dated.
Mm-hmm.
Nice metal, classic design cabinet pull is really great. Another thing that works is change the hardware on the cabinet doors to a nicer quality hardware where the cabinets maybe close a little bit slower. Mm. So if you're going with a little bit cheaper cabinetry, it feels better. So that really works well.
Interesting.
In the living room, the living room's a very important room in the house.
Mm-hmm.
My advice is you walk into your living room, you just stand at the door to your living room and look to the right, the far right corner. That's your power corner. That power corner of the building, of the house, of the room, I'm sorry. And the energy that flows through is most powerful in that corner. So what's there? You know, is it a rinky-dinky bookcase with a bunch of books and it looks real shabby? Do you want all the power in your life to be in that bookcase? Maybe you want a little table there with pictures of your family. So all the power is flowing through your family.
Same
in the bedroom. In the far right corner of your bedroom as you walk in, what's there? In my case, I like to have the bed there. The bed's a very important thing in the master bedroom to have as a powerful item in the room. But look in that corner, and is that where you want all the power to be?
Interesting. I was already
visualizing it in my head, man, everything.
That's why I was glad to ask you that question, because I knew you were going to give us some trinkets that I'd never heard before, because I've never heard those things.
I was in my house right now in my head, so that was really good what you did. Yeah. It made me really visualize it all. Cool.
Yeah, the energy is a feng shui thing, and it really works. So balance is important. Color is important.
Love it.
Those are all very simple things.
Well, we got a couple minutes before we head out of here. How can people connect with SBBL Architecture and Planning?
Well, we have a website.
Okay.
It's www.sbbl.biz.
Okay.
You could always call us. It's 520-620-0255.
Mm-hmm. And like, so if I were out there listening, what is like the ideal client you want to call right now? Like, what type of customer, what type of business are they trying to get taken care of today?
We do a variety of projects, so we'll do anything from very small tenant improvement work with commercial on up to full buildings. For homeowners, I'm looking for homeowners who are really looking to do a nice job with their home. They have to be willing to be creative, work with an architect, be patient, and have a fabulous space for themselves.
So pretty much you're the guy that you call if you want to do something high-end and classy and make sure that every inch is considered.
That's what I would say.
Yeah. Nice.
Love it. That's beautiful.
Yeah, we got him in studio with us. Thank you, Thomas.
Yeah, thank you
for coming on with us. SBBL Architecture and Planning. Check it out. That is www.sbbl.biz. Also, the phone number again?
520-620-0255.
All right. Thank you for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We also started a brand new thrift store at 2241 North Oracle. Please go by and drop off any donations. All of your donations go to our homeless veteran transition program, name Veteran Rescue Mission. Also, feel welcome to come by our Veteran Rescue Mission at 7670 North Stargrass Drive to connect with our veterans. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with my buddy Andreas Ruiz. We'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I'm offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McLean here with my pal, my bosom buddy, your buddy, if you would allow him, if you would just go to IBelieveMyself.org.
Yes.
And you could get some coaching and get some consultation and maybe just someone just to chat with named Mr. Andres Ruiz of I Believe in Myself.
Yes. Yeah, man.
There's a lot of work to believe in yourself, isn't it?
Oh, man. Tremendous work. Mm-hmm. It takes so much work just to be able to actually see yourself as a person who other people will seek guidance from. And when you have the responsibility, it could be nerve-wracking, and it could be that imposter syndrome could come up. 'Cause I had that happen to me about a few days ago where I was kind of doing my affirmations. And in that moment, I kind of stopped. And then I broke down crying because so many voices came into my head in that moment, and I started to think, am I a fake? Am I a phony? And I was being hard on myself in that moment. And then I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, no, I'm not. I am worthy of this. And that's how powerful you are. You can immediately change your thought from not feeling good enough to feeling good enough. And you can do it in a split second. And that's why I think I've been so blessed to be able to have this awareness and have learned so much emotional intelligence that I can immediately stop a thought in that moment, and instead of it paralyzing me for a week or a month, it paralyzes me for maybe for a minute, a few minutes, and then I go back to what I know that I know I can do and what I was given and using it.
Yeah. And speaking of things that you know you can do and using it, I got a copy of your book, Morning Warrior Secrets. Actually, did you sign this? You
did. No, I did not.
You did not sign it.
Yeah, I got to sign it.
Well, those out there that are in the world, you can go to Amazon.com and get your own copy of Morning Warrior Secrets.
Yes.
Morning, what does that bottom part say? Morning Rituals for Health, Happiness, and Wealth. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Those are good things to have.
Absolutely.
And yeah. I've read this little ditty, and it's a good book. Like the big thing that I love about this book, where it's just like, it's just such a simple point that the book could just be that simple point written over and over again of, okay, if you don't have regular rituals in your day or regular routine, and if you're not starting your day off right and making sure that you're living an intentional life, do it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
And that's just, I mean, it's almost like that's kind of what, you know, the book is about, and your story and talking about it, a lot of different kind of like your story from a lot of different directions on kind of that point, you know, reiterated, because it seems like we all need that. You know, it should be just as simple as, hey, are you not routinely doing, you know, regimenting out your day and every minute of your day doing things that are helping you forward? Do that, you know, because like so regularly, most of the people we know ourselves at points in our lives, this year, I'll have weeks where I didn't live as intentionally as I should have, where I didn't regiment out my day, where I didn't do my morning ritual in the same capacity that I do when I'm on top of my game. So
yeah,
I thank you for this.
Yeah, man. No, and thank you for giving me that nudge. You know, it helped me to have you as my accountability partner to make sure that I did get it done. because had it not been for you, I probably would have just waited longer. And man, it got done in a week after you said, hey, so let's do it by April. And it was done like a month before that. Mm-hmm. And so I think that now that it's out there, when I got it in my hands, I was really happy. I was thinking, wow, it's in my hands and it feels so good. And today just getting the box with all these copies was really cool too.
Did it feel like you feel like Scrooge McDuck in that barrel of money? Like you're just like surfing in your books, like
man. It was so amazing to be able to do that. And what I love about this is that I've already gotten about 15 reviews on Amazon and everything. I've gotten maybe like 1 4-star, but the rest of them are 5 stars.
Nice.
And people are putting so many amazing reviews and saying that how much this book has inspired them and motivated them. And, you know, people are really getting moving with just this book because they said one of them told me I got it that same day. And that same day I read it all in 2 hours.
Yeah.
So this book is an easy read.
That's what I was going to say. It is. It's not like a bad easy read. It's a good easy read. Like it's kind of like talking to you, which is real fun. I love talking to you.
Yeah. You know what? That's funny that you say that because I've had people tell me that I felt like you were talking to me, which was so wild. Like I was like, wow, that's so cool. I didn't even know that. I guess I was just writing it like I was just talking to you. Mm-hmm. You're right. And it wasn't, it was just very real, very raw too. I even had one of my sisters, she got the book and my little niece was like, was Theo addicted to cocaine? Like, oh my God. And she's like 11. But, and in that moment I was thinking, wow, I really put my stuff out there. This is really something that is not a lot of people do. It's kind of at that moment I was like, it's a little nerve wracking because I'm really putting myself out there. My dirty laundry, I guess you could say.
Yeah. That is wild. But I guess the other side of that coin is like when you do, in a lot of ways, it like not only empowers you, I'm doing the air quotes again, but it gives you superpowers. Because you shared this on writing, you put it in a book, you put a picture on the front, you put some, information so people know, what number it is. You're now an author. You're now a published author. You're now someone who can speak on a subject. You have a book that you can kind of refer to in so many different ways. Like, your niece knows that you did cocaine now, but
and my nephew,
but they may now not do cocaine, and they may now be like, I'm going to be an author one day, just like my tío Andrés.
Yes,
And I was thinking lately. Have anybody ever called you Dr. Dre? Because that came to my head a lot lately.
Some people have called me Dre. I remember when I used to work at a call center, this guy would be like, hey, what's up, Dre? How you doing,
man? Oh, man, that guy was cool.
What's going on? Ray. That was his name.
Ray was funny, man.
I got stories, but...
So tell us, lastly, where people can find Morning Warrior Secrets and...
So you can find it on Amazon and just type in Morning Warrior Secrets by Andres Ruiz and you can get an ebook or you can also get the hard copy. And another thing, on Facebook, I am reading my audiobook. I'm already up to chapter 11.
Nice.
So I'm almost done, more than halfway done. And then that audiobook will be out very soon and I'll also be coming out some PDFs.
So get it free on Facebook while you can.
Yeah, it's free.
Free right now, but real quick it's going to be on just an audiobook version, so
yes sir,
y'all better be ready. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by PJ McArdle. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community,
Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
I am Pastor John McClain here with my brother. I'm your brother. He's my brother. I'm his brother of another mother. Mm-hmm. Andreas Ruiz.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and he has taught me to believe in myself through I Believe in Myself coaching.
Yes, sir.
And it's been weird. We had a weird relationship. We've just been coaching each other back and forth hard since we met each other. Yeah. It's like, hi, nice to meet you. I'm John. You're like, yeah, I'm Andreas. We're like, okay, let's get to coaching.
Yeah, let's coach each other, man. Yeah.
And we...
All right.
And we have Mr. Gorris in studio with us here today. Who else do we have in studio with us?
Mrs. Stevenson.
Huh? Yeah. Mrs. Stevenson. We also have Mrs. Stevenson in the studio with us with...
Stevens. Yes.
With Tucson International Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And we've... Actually, I think you're on... Were you on this show or the Making College Come True show before?
I was on the College... Make College Come True show before.
Okay. Yeah, we had Mr. Gorris, who is a fan favorite on the Making College Come True radio show.
Cool.
But now we have him on the Common Good radio show along with Ms. Stevens. And what campus do you teach at?
I also teach at Midvale campus.
Okay. This is the Midvale crew.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. It's serious then. All right. I have my serious face. All right. So I guess we asked Mr. Gorris last time on the Making College Come True show, and we will ask him again. We'll ask you, because I love asking TIA people this question. What is TIA? Act like I don't know.
Interesting. That's a really good question. TIA is obviously a school.
Yes. I agree.
But I think it's also a family. I mean, I think we're really good at building that community feel with our students and their families.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes beyond just Tucson. I really like our international approach.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we do teach Mandarin, we do teach Spanish, and we do focus a lot on cultural diversity.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it almost like a worldwide community to me. So I think community is kind of the key word there in describing TIA.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And then I guess I'll turn the question to you. Yeah. We heard it on Making College Come True what your answer was. But I want to think your answer was a lot like her answer, but I won't speak for you.
I think that we're all on the same sheet of music when it comes to... identifying who we are, where we come from, and what we're trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
It is truly an international experience. Our students also have a very diverse cultural background. And right now here in the studio, you have two people that come from two different countries as well. So we are all in the boat together, and we are rowing forward to a common goal.
So probably what is that? Three different countries? What are you from? A different country?
I am. I'm from Canada, actually.
All right, nice. Yeah. Canada,
Holland.
Oh, nice.
I was born in Germany, so technically,
see? I was born in Mexico. So
yeah,
we're not from here.
Man, we don't have a single person born in America.
I think Tom. Tom, are you from United States?
You're born in America, Tom.
Yeah,
Tom.
Okay,
yeah, we got
Tom.
Our engineers.
Boom.
Yeah. So that's what, five different.
Yeah.
Man, that's magical.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should work at TIA.
All over the world, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So I guess on actually Making College Come True show, we were talking about how being in the military prepared you for being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
For me, it's a very fascinating shift in careers. A lot of the adversities that we see in the military have made me prepared to make the transition so much better. The things that we go through are the same struggles that our students are facing. And we're trying to keep it real and bring as much as we can from a military perspective. The things we see in other countries, we bring it to class because we are truly international, and our students are, no matter how they think about it, have to be part of an international community.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing all these things, it actually gives them a wider vision, a wider understanding about what it is to come from somewhere else and how it is, how we have to adapt.
Mm-hmm.
And the trials and tribulations that I found in the military have made me prepared for this transition so much better. To be honest, if it was me and I didn't have this military background, I don't think I could stand in front of the class.
Really?
No, I couldn't. So it has prepared me for all these different situations we face every day. Definitely better.
What do you feel have been some challenges during COVID for yourself personally and for some of the teachers?
I think that the challenges absolutely are, is like, how can we reach everybody under these extraordinary circumstances? Nobody was prepared for this shift in learning. We went from 5 days a week, moving on to about a year ago when it was like, okay, that's it. Put the e-brake on, and now we have to define a new system where we can reach out to these kids that are actually literally homebound. And that was like a rapid shift. And now that we have the governor trying to get some kind of normalcy back again, also that creates another shift. So we're constantly shifting gears. We know how it was before because that's what we do the best. And then we adapt and we try to do as best as we can. And then hopefully, you know, when all the dust settles down, we get back into that rhythm, because these students need that continuation, the same thing every day. So they are feeling safe, that they are taken care of. And that was definitely a big challenge. But I think that we did win an amazing job in overcoming this challenge and have done so. And the majority of our students are back in school.
Yeah, I'd like to extend that same question. I extend the same question to Mrs. Stevens. What's your thoughts?
Well, I was not in the military.
I think the question was how if...
The challenges that maybe teachers and students have been facing, you know, with COVID and...
Oh, gosh.
What's going on, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or you can answer the military one, too, just for fun. Yeah. Okay. Like, yeah, Joe was a kid.
Well, challenges faced by families and students. Well, I think the main one has been isolation. You know, I've noticed, especially the kids that are just learning online right now, they're having a really hard time just getting that human connection. And I think it's really making their educational careers suffer, because when you don't have that emotional connection with your students, when you're not building that relationship with them, I really feel like it hinders their ability to learn. So I really feel for a lot of my distance learners right now. I feel like when we did end up being able to meet over Zoom or whatnot, they just were so starved for conversation with just other people. Sometimes I would be like, you know what, I have to just leave my lesson for right now and focus on just that social aspect of building that relationship and making sure that they're getting the emotional support that they need in these times. So, and I think that goes for adults too. I think I can say the same for myself as a teacher. Those days where my kids would not be in the class, it felt like they would go on forever. And I would just feel very alone in my classroom, you know, working on grading or planning. And now that they're back, I've noticed how much I was missing on those 2 days a week when I didn't have the students in the class.
Interesting. Yeah, that's definitely an interesting thought that, I mean, I've considered, but as a teacher, how difficult it is already, and then you don't have that connection device that exists with, I'm a parent. I know with my kids, like, I couldn't imagine parenting them over Zoom, or, you know, having, you know, not being there, not being able, you know, them not knowing I love them, because every now and again I can rub their back or I can hug them. So how have you adjusted to that? And I know with the work that we've done, we've you know, had to put COVID, I'm doing the air quotes, I've done a lot of air quotes this show, the COVID policy, just so people feel safe, and, you know, so it considers everybody, and it deals with things. But we've had to do things so I personally, my mental health's okay, and those in our program's mental health's okay. What have you done to try to deal with it? And I turn the same question to you after her, Mr. Gores.
Well, I think first and foremost, it's about making sure you can be a strong, stable person for your kids. And that means taking care of yourself. So for me, I do a few exercises in the morning, like I'll go for a run or do some yoga just to get my head level. And there's been times, especially as a teacher, I feel like we don't go into this profession if we aren't willing to make a lot of sacrifices for children. And sometimes I find it hard to strike that balance between where I'm giving the children what they need, but also taking the time I need for myself. Because as a teacher, you can spend all your time working on your lessons or working on what you're going to do the next day or grading or even having a one-on-one conversation with your student during your lunch break and making sure they're okay because they looked sad today. That there's a lot of those kind of sacrifices that need to be made. So I think in terms of taking care of myself first has been a lesson that I've learned this year. Mm. That I have to do that in order to be ready to be the best teacher I can be for my kids.
Yeah. Well, I fully agree with what Ms. Stephen said. The thing is, we have to take care of ourselves first. Mm-hmm. The parent entrusts us with their most precious, and I don't know if it sounds right or wrong, possession. Mm-hmm. I don't know quite well how to put it in English, but we take care of their kids in that class environment for about 8 hours.
Fair. In context, I think that's fair.
Yeah, in context. It is in context. Yeah. So if we don't provide a safe environment, if we are not ready for whatever is facing the class at any given time, then we fail the students. For me, this adjustment for COVID as a person, it doesn't affect my life all that much. It is just another thing that I feel like we go through. In a way, I think it's a good thing that mankind does go through these things. It prepares us for any other challenges. The students obviously are rattled, are dazzled, are not sure what to do and what to think. So us being there every day for them, and yes, academically, obviously, it's also important, but then slowly open that conversation up with them about these topics, what is going on in their life, that creates a bond that at this point is probably the most important one, that if we don't build these now, then we'll never be able to connect to this generation ever again.
Sure. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Gorse and Mrs. Stevens, for coming on the Common Good Radio Show.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.